All right, welcome back. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. Wolfgang here with us says we got a lot to talk about. Wolfgang, right as we were bringing you in out of the break, we were talking a little bit. We're trying to figure out pronunciations. It's something that I got state softball coming up next week. That will be something that I'm going to have to work very hard on, figuring out the pronunciations for the softball players out there. That's something you don't want to screw up, but we got a couple of difficult ones right now in Iowa basketball, and there's been ones in the past that haven't worked out very well. So the guy of the night, the other night, Wolfgang, was Ryan Creener of Spirit Lake via New Hampton. Creener, not Kreiner, right?
And you've got, you feel very, very comfortable with the Creener because you grew up in that area, and I'm telling you, I've been on this guy's talk for a while, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you agree with that or no?
You're a Creener fan, no doubt.
I am a Creener damn fan, and I don't know how it's going to work out. I mean, what, 3 weeks ago, we started trying to figure out where he's going to transfer to. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You were like, Drake. Oh, Drake would be a perfect place for him. Or you and I. No, you said you and I, right?
Yeah, I said you and I. That, yeah, of course. Maybe a star.
He's, okay, so I watched some of, yeah, some of, okay, so what you're getting at is Creener, Kreiner. You say it's Creener, okay? We're going with Creener. I trust you. I trust where you grew up. I trust that everybody knows it's Creener, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I was saying, to be honest with you. I probably mixed it up. And we hate guys that mess up people's names. So you doing this high school stuff, Trent?
Yes, yep.
I'm not joking. You need to call the coaches and figure it out because that will piss off parents like no other.
Oh, I know. Wolfgang, I've done high school sports for a long time. I know. There is no way in my existence more than when I screw up somebody's name. They get after you.
So you know it. So you're going to call the coach and let's get some, figure out how that actually is said. Alford. Where was it? Alford or Alford? We were just talking and I said I didn't want to know before we went on. Alford or Alford? Alford or Alford?
I always thought it was Steve Alford. And the Alford, and when people would say Alford, it would always bother me. But maybe it is. Do we know what Steve Alford pronounces it like? That would be the biggest thing, right?
Now, I will say one thing that I do know. I remember Steve Alford, or Alford, whatever the hell his name is, okay, talking about they always said it one way their entire life. And then Bobby Knight started pronouncing it a different way.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you going to correct Bobby Knight? You know what I mean? Who's got the B-A-L-L-Z to correct Bobby Knight? So that's why we're all screwed up on that. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So they went from age bleep to 18, spelling, pronouncing it one way, and then Bobby Knight says, no, you're Alford, or you're Alford. I don't even know what it is, what he even wants it pronounced as. I don't. I'm so confused. But I am glad that I now know it's Creener.
Creener, correct. It looks like
and
Kreiner,
then Nunge. And then we went to Nunge before we came on real quick. Nunge, Nungy, Nungy, Nungakakaka. What is it?
I have heard Nungy, and that's what I'm going with. Tom Kakert, that's how he has said it from the get-go. So I'm going to trust Tom Kakert of Hawkeye Report. That's who I'm going to go with. That's what I've heard from him. I know Tom, has covered him in AAU tournaments since he was younger, so he knows him certainly better than I do. And I'm looking at the freshmen are now on the roster over at the University of Iowa website on the basketball page, but no pronunciations are listed at this time.
Well, you understand, and I love Gary Dolphin because he used to come on with me on a freaking Saturday sports station over there with you at 1700 early.
Yep.
I mean, these people were so nice to me. I couldn't even believe it. But he said it a couple different ways. So, I mean, I have no, and I love Gary Dolphin. I'm sorry if that's, I've done it. So I have no idea, but I guess I need to talk to, I would go down to the parents. I think the Iowa Athletic Department needs to do that because you sound weird when you start pronouncing other players' names on your own team wrong, and I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. We need to figure out the pronunciations on this guy. But where I was going with this, Trent, Creener. Did you hear that?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, did you see some of this video, this left-handed BS, this smooth, soft stroke in between game? Did you see the freaking Dirk? I know you're not an NBA guy. Doesn't matter. You watch enough of it to know the players, okay? You know enough. You watch SportsCenter. You watch the games from here and there. Not too much during the regular season, but probably quite a bit during, the playoffs. He's got a, did you see that Dirk Nowitzki, Jared Utoff, off 1 foot fading away bleep?
He's going to make it tough. He's going to make it tough for the two freshmen that we have been singing the praises of to find minutes. Just in general, the depth of this team, and we continue to talk about this, but Kreener's a guy that you talked about. You heard how rebounding-wise he was at the top of the heap a year ago. We didn't see him for a long stretch. All of a sudden, he comes out in that game, I think it was against Purdue, starts knocking down shots. He's hitting shots from all over the place. Saying, oh, look at this guy. Not just a big body, but guy that can shoot it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Another year of development. Where does he fit in? Where does he fit in with Cordell Pemsel, with Tyler Cook, with the two freshmen coming in, with Ahmad Wagner? Well, we rarely talk about Ahmad Wagner. What did he start, 22, 23 games last year? We hardly talk about the guy. You go on and on and on here. Is he willing to accept a role as a 15, 16-minute a night kind of guy? Can he even get that many minutes? And what do you do if that's the case? If Kreener's taken a big step forward and he's ready to be a solid upper-level Big Ten front court guy, if he's at that level, does that change what you do with the two freshmen coming in? Do you have to start thinking about a possible redshirt? Because, Wolfgang, we've talked about it, the minutes just aren't there. The minutes aren't there. And there's going to be somebody upset, unhappy with this, be it Kreener, be it the freshman, whatever it may be, maybe Ahmad Wagner, Dom Ewell, we haven't talked about, all these different guys. How do you figure it out? Does it make sense to go to Jack Nungy? Does it make sense to go to Luka Garza, one of those two, and say, you know what, you are certainly good enough to play at this level already. You're good enough to play it as a freshman in the Big Ten. But the way that our team is built, we think it'll be beneficial for you and for our team down the road if you redshirt this year.
So I have, Grant, I have no idea if Hawkeye fans are listening right now or people that are listening to us on the radio right now at 1700 are going, you guys are just complete idiots. Why are you spending time talking about Kreener? I like to say stuff before it happens. You know what I mean? I don't like to second guess. I like to first guess. I'm just telling you, this kid is good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe I will be. Maybe he'll transfer because he's not good enough and he can't beat out Nungy and he can't beat out Garza and he can't beat out Wagner, who shot 8 three-pointers last game in the PTL, Trent. He shot 8 three-pointers and won 1 of 8. 1 of 8 or 1 of 7. Let me tell you, Wagner, stop that. Don't ever do that again. If we're down 3 with 1 second left, just drop the ball. Okay? I am not a Wagner fan. No offense. I am a fan of his hardcore intensity on defense. I think he brings a toughness to it. But offensively, get the ball to somebody that does something. Am I wrong there? Am I being too hard? I think I am being too hard. Now I'm mad at myself. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up on myself.
Don't do that. Yeah, you're being a little bit hard on one of the better defenders that they have, certainly one of the best athletes that they have on the team, a guy that can do some different things. Numbers for Ahmad Wagner last year. 16 minutes a game, averaged 4.8 points, 3.4 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game, probably overlooked, you'd think. Nearly a steal a game, half a block a game, and shot 51% from the floor. Free throws, yeah, not so good. You've been right about that one, but he's a useful player. He is an incredibly useful player, and you need guys like that. You need guys like Ahmad Wagner. Not everybody can be a superstar.
Yeah, you said half a block per game. When you said block, I thought you were talking about his hands, like stone blocks. Yeah,
hater.
That's what I.
Well, you
no, could... I'm not a hater. I love guys that figure out a way. It's just I can't literally believe that he was going to get a wide receiver / tight end scholarship with his hands. Now I saw him a little bit of footage, and he's handling the ball a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what? Can your hands get softer? I don't know. This is a weird question I'm asking you, because he has stone hands. Would you agree? Can those get better? I would assume so when he's not thinking too much, when he's more relaxed. I would agree. Yes or no?
Yeah, and I think you're being incredibly hard on him. I didn't see his handles, his catching the basketball any worse than Tyler Cook. I didn't see it than Cordell Pemsel.
And you know whose fault that is? That's the problem of the guards throwing it to either one of those two on the break. until they get better hands, you have to know who you're going to throw the ball to. If you're throwing it to Wagner, I'll just stick with Wagner. And again, he's a guy I can relate to, a guy that isn't like crazy skilled or whatever, can hit 27-foot three-pointers. I totally love that about him, that he gets it and he's got to toughen up on people and be the – but we have tough guys. We have Pemsel. We have Cook. Now we have Wagner. It's a different team than I'm used to watching, man, because they look at guys, and I can kind of see this. Some people make fun of this. I think Bill Simmons, you're a Bill Simmons fan, right?
Yes.
Bill Simmons talks about this, and then he goes on other radio shows, and they make fun of Bill Simmons for this. But you can kind of tell in somebody's eye if they're tough, if they're ready to do it. And Bill Simmons would love Wagner. He would love Pemsel, and he would love Cook. The look in the eye, no, he's not afraid at all. None of those three guys are afraid at all to have the ball, to do whatever it has to be done to make this team successful. But I will say, I don't know what to do. It's scaring me because I think Kreener is better than Wagner. I'm sorry. And I think Wagner needs to be the guy that goes bye-bye.
It's unbelievable. I'll give you a guess. There was one player on this whole team that had a better offensive and defensive metric than him. One player than Ahmad Wagner. It was Nicholas Baer. Nobody else measured up with him in terms of efficiency combined offensive and defensively as Ahmad Wagner. I think you're incredibly hard. You're way too hard on Ahmad Wagner.
I don't disagree with you at all. I don't disagree with you at all. I can feel that I'm being too tough on him. I love the fact that, yeah, he's a tough guy and all that stuff. I agree. I totally agree with you 100%. A lot of that stuff, you going plus minus, you going on that stuff. I don't believe in that stuff. I love a lot of that analytics and stuff. It depends on who you're on the court with, Trent. I mean, there's so many different variables that go on with that. It's ridiculous. It's sick. Like when LeBron plays in the NBA, and then they just put LeBron with four schmucks. So now LeBron isn't the plus-minus king anymore. You know what I mean? It's just, it's ridiculous. Some of the analytics are great. They haven't figured the analytics, especially on defense. They haven't figured that out yet.
Well, they're just numbers. They're numbers, and I think they tell a story. Not the whole story.
So you want Wagner over Kreener? No, be honest.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Who should get more minutes? I like that.
I have to put you on the spot. No, I'm not trying to do that. But
no,
it's easy
fine.
To just come back and poo-poo me, and it's easy for me to come back and poo-poo you on stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who would you play? To me, Kreener hustles his butt off just like Wagner. Is he the defensive player? Probably not. I don't know. Remember, he was sick at the beginning of the year. I had forgotten this. Do you remember that about Kreener?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he comes back healthy, I saw a dunk recently from Kreener I wasn't expecting that. You know, I don't know. But you can't just poo-poo me. You have to come to the table with something, Kreener or Wagner. Who brings more? We know Kreener brings better rebounding. He hustles his butt back on defense like no other. He does. But so does Wagner. He totally does. Wagner looked good in the film that I saw of him. He did. I was impressed. He had better handle. He looked more smooth. He was also 1 of 8 from three-point range. Stop shooting threes. That should never happen. Never. Never. And his coach should be fired.
Fired?
Okay?
Fired from
yes.
the PTL?
Yes. I don't care if he's doing it for free. He should be fined. He should be fined for letting Wagner shoot threes. 1 of 8, 1 of 7, whatever it was. That's not right. That's not what you should be. That's not his game. That's not helping Fran at all. And Fran, you know what? If he probably saw that, he'd say, let's discontinue this freaking thing forever.
Well, the good Wagner news is
Wagner just shot 8 3-pointers. We're done with this forever. Bye.
Well, here's the thing that I like, because what do they need? We know they got a crap ton of 4 and 5s, you know, power forward center types. They got a ton of them. They need help on the wing. They need help on the outside. And, you know, yesterday, Jim and myself were trying to figure out a way to steal some minutes with maybe Tyler Cook at the 3 for 3-4 minutes a game. You know, Ahmad Wagner, if the handles can improve, hey, shooting wise, he's probably not going to be a small forward. But can you play a lineup with your standard backcourt, which will be Bohannon and Amos, and then this in the front court. Can you play it with Cordell Pemsel, Kreener, and Wagner at the three? Can you get away with a 3-4 minute stretch doing that? I think you
can. I'm a fan of new basketball, and this is scaring me because we're all 4 and 5 heavy.
We are, and that's the way that the Hawkeyes are going to be built. There's no free agency. There's going to be nobody that they can call up from the D League here, Wolfgang. They're going to go with this roster, so you got to find a way to make it work. And I like that Wagner, at the very least, there's been talk of this in the past, that handles are better than I think people think.
Yes, I agree.
That he can be a small forward, not for his, say if he plays 16 minutes a game, we're talking for maybe 5-6 of those minutes. But if he can do that, and then that gives an ability to play Cook and Pemsel together up front, play Kreener out there. You can put Kreener out there and play him. Dom Ewell, if he finally shows his shooting touch again, like he had during his sophomore year, whatever it may be, you can play with different combinations. That's what you need. So I'm happy. Wagner, keep chucking it up there. It's just summer league basketball. Just chuck. Chuck it up there. You'll be fine.
No, teach my daughter guitar, okay? I play guitar.
Okay.
Teach her, and I'm like, I didn't learn how to play guitar from somebody that actually knew how to play. I just taught myself, and I'm like, I don't want to teach you bad habits, because bad habits lead to bad things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're playing guitar and you can't do this and you can't do that, it just leads to bad things. It's the same thing with basketball. Do not shoot a three-pointer. And their coach, I'm sorry, maybe we should give out there, whoever it is, if it's whatever restaurant or whatever. All right, I want to talk to this guy. You don't ever let him shoot three-pointer again. Ever. Ever. You think Fran likes that? You think Fran sees this footage and goes, yeah, we got to get him shooting the three-pointer? No, not at all. He will never be a good three-point shooter, and he will never be a good free throw shooter. He has hands of stone, and I love the guy in other areas, but, man, I'll tell you, my guy is Kreener. But they don't play the same position. So it's, like you say, it's going to be weird. Just, can Wagner play the three? Kreener's only going to be a 4 or 5. He can't play the three. You know what I mean? Unless you want to go crazy and just go crazy off that mismatch stuff. I'm a big mismatch guy, okay? I love that stuff. So on one end, it's a mismatch. On another end, it's another mismatch. Kreener posting up a guy at three. No, that can't happen. It can't happen. Kreener can't play three. I have no idea. God bless you, Fran McCaffrey. I don't know what you're going to do. You have talent, and how you're going to do it, man, I'm guessing is keeping you up late at night.
Well, this is the way you do it. Defensively, and we're talking about these huge lineups and trying to figure out Ahmad Wagner, Tyler Cook, Ryan Kreener, these guys playing with two other big forwards out there. To do that, you're going to have to play zone. You're going to have to play zone defense. You're going to have to
figure out. Yeah, you brought that up. Yeah, that's very interesting. Tell me, are we going to have to do that? Yes, I love that idea.
I think the only guy that could be the small forward, and again, it's against just certain matchups, that could even guard the position with relative, at least, ease, would be Ahmad Wagner, because the guy's a freak athlete. And lateral quickness-wise, he can defend, I think, a lot of small forwards out there in the college game. I think he's the only guy. I can't see Kreener doing that. I can't see Tyler Cook doing that. I can't see Pemsel certainly doing that. I can't see Dom Ewell, maybe? Maybe on that one. Nunji, no, from what I've seen of him. I thought he might be a little more springy than he is. He's not a bad athlete, but I thought he'd maybe have a little bit more bounce to his game from some highlights.
But he's got skill, though, right?
He does. You're right on that one. And Garza, no chance. So, again, we're just trying to figure out combinations here. That's the fun part of this one, and I say keep chucking up there. Macy Daly, you know, he was also one of eight from three-point range. You want him to stop shooting threes?
Trent, stop that.
It's PTL. It's not.
Yes, you develop again, like I said with the guitar with my daughter, you develop bad habits.
Ah.
He should never shoot a three-pointer.
Never?
When you're shooting blankety-blank percent from three-point or from free throw, what is it? Is he even shooting 50%? Wagner?
Last year, 46%. Year before,
that's
51.
Pathetic. Okay? And I can't believe you're saying this as a basketball guy. I'm now a little worried about your basketball knowledge.
Get out of here.
I am. I can't believe you want him shooting threes. In the PTL.
In the PTL, yes. I'm worried that you're worried about what's happening in the prime time league at that level. Guys chucking up three-pointers. I mean,
you know what, Trent?
Earl back in the day, I used to see him chucking up threes, and it did translate over. You didn't see him fired up threes when it came to real basketball games.
Okay. Well, guess what?
You're getting a little too worried here.
Guess what? 8-year-old is one of the greatest Hawkeyes of all time.
Yes.
He was. I mean, I saw him in Moline, Illinois. I saw him. I think they came and played the Russians. Could I be wrong there?
No, you're right. Yeah.
I think I saw that, and... Yeah, anyway, the dude, I mean, he looked like a freak. He looked like just an absolute. You remember the Humpty Dance?
Yes, of course I do. We played it on our way to every one of our intramural football and basketball games.
Maybe most underrated song of all time.
It's
makes me giggle
one.
Every time.
Yeah.
When he goes to Burger King. And I'm going to stop there. But AC Earl, blah, blah, blah. You just have to have a role. He needs to understand his role. Shooting threes. I don't want him doing that at all. And I understand Fran gives people green lights.
Mm-hmm.
Trent, if you're cool with that, I am going to work. Hey, I know we only got, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, 30 minutes, whatever. I will sit here and I will just go on your voicemail. I will call you on your voicemail. I will just go off on you. You are ridiculous with what you're saying right now.
I'm not asking you to do it in a regular season game. It's the PTL. I'm not getting overly concerned with it. Now, if we
work on what you're going to develop during our regular season.
Yeah.
Him shooting threes is never going to happen. It's a joke, Trent. Stop it.
It's not very good. I agree with you there. In his career, 0-for-3 from downtown for Ahmad Wagner. Does he does he double the attempts this year? Does he fire up three or more?
he may.
I think he
may.
Will. And
I respect your opinion. And if I'm coming down too hard on him, because I respect his defense, I respect his toughness and bulliness. I love that. We haven't had that in a long time, Trent, and we now have a number of guys, Wagner, Pemsel, Cook, who else? Even you can say, this most people wouldn't say, but my man will do anything in order to get it done. It doesn't matter if it's toughness, if it's shooting from three, it doesn't matter what it is, but they have to figure this out. It's not, there's going to be some mad people on Iowa basketball this year. Yeah, guarantee it.
The expectations, that will be the fun thing
Bear.
To watch here.
I said my man. I'm sorry. I said Bear. I couldn't come up with his name. Bear. He is a tough guy, even though he's a little wuss, right?
I see
he's
a wuss.
Tough guy. Do you agree with that or no? He will bang with you. Do you agree with that or
well,
you're
why,
not?
Why do you say he's a wuss then?
Because look at him.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't bench 130.
Yo, get out of here.
He's like Kevin Durant.
Get out of here. He can bench a lot more than that. You're such a punk. Calling guys wusses out here. What's going on with you, Wolfgang? I'm worried about you. I'm worried. I think this summer starting to fry your brain a little bit.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree because I'm so pumped with the talent we have on in the program, but I'm very scared of how Fran will do it. And it's easy for us to sit here back here and say what we would do. I have no idea what I would do. And I'm going to, before basketball season comes on, we're going to do this and we're going to do the minutes and we've kind of done that before a little bit, but not hardcore. Somebody's got to sit out. Somebody has to say, you know what? I'm just going to have to sit and learn. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we will get to that. We will get to that point as the summer continues. Primetime League continues on Thursday night. Wolfgang, over to a little football. Going to talk some Home Run Derby All-Star Game with you coming up on the second half of our conversation. But football, we're getting to that point. SEC Media Days are going on. Got the Big Ten Media Days right around the corner. A few things maybe starting to trickle out, and one of the biggest ones that I heard, A.J. Epenesa, the coaching staff knew he was going to be good. They knew that he was going to play.
Oh, baby.
They didn't realize. They just don't get guys like this. He's going to be
Where did you
playing.
See this? No, what trickle about? Tell me this, because you're pumping me up. I didn't see this.
This came from Tom Kaker, who we had on the show yesterday.
Okay.
He was telling us as much that...
You're pumping me up.
Yeah, that it is not a case of, oh, we'll find a role for him. He'll be third down special, things like... He's going to play a ton. He is going to play a lot. Five-star guys don't come around very often, Wolfgang. And the five-star that they got, it sounds like they've already been very impressed over in Iowa City with A.J. Epenesa.
Now, will he play on the inside? You know, will one of the Nelsons play on the inside? It's going to be interesting to see what we see on that. I love this kid. I love his dad. If you've seen some of the YouTube stuff on him, he's just a great guy. Everybody in the community loves him. Epenesa. I remember him back in the day, number 99. I remember that. I don't know what year it was, but I totally remember that. It's crazy. And I believe he started as a walk-on. He does a ton of stuff in the community. All the kids love him. He brings them all over and they just love the kid. This guy is going to be something special in my mind. And you are actually pumping me up more than I thought I would be.
Wolfgang, I said it yesterday. This defense has a chance to be really good. Like, really good. I don't know offensively what they're going to be able to do. Think of
safeties, Trent. Safeties.
Safeties? Okay. Safety play with no Brandon Snyder. Though there are people out there that will tell you that Brandon Snyder, his season is not over. He very well might find his way back into the field by the time they get to October.
I don't buy that, do you?
Modern medicine, maybe.
Yeah,
I've said no too many times and look bad doing it to say no now. I'm not going to say no to this one at all. But Jake Gervais, do you like it? Do you like what
Is
you saw
Gervais?
In the spring?
Hey, Gervais or Gervais?
It's Gervais. You're right. You had it.
Trent, what I tell you, buddy?
Another one.
It's not easy being the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, is it?
Well, I mean, you're a lot of screw-ups, it sounds like, throughout the years, too. So maybe it is. Maybe it is.
So tell me about Gervais.
Well, yeah.
Do you believe in him? Or did he just have a good spring game?
He had a good spring game, which is a good thing, sure. Right?
Love it. You look great.
Yes.
And I love his confidence. You look cocky. That swagger. I know you don't like that as an old man.
No,
you're
that's
an old
not
man.
True
you don't like
all.
That swagger stuff. I love me some swagger. I love me some Conor McGregor. Yeah, and
I
love
swagger.
Me some freak. I love swagger. Yes, you know what? I totally take that back because you love the North point guard.
Yes,
you want Fran to sign him now.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Give him the scholarship. Let's do this.
That guy has more swagger than pretty much Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, Michael Jordan, and LeBron combined. That guy has swagger like I've never seen. I think it's too much swagger, quite frankly. But you disagree. You think that dude can be something.
I think
he's got too much swagger. I really do. He's got too much.
He really does. For a guy that loves swagger, but too much swagger is too much.
He does. He has too much swagger. Does he play defense, Trent? Let me ask you
yes.
that.
Yes, he does.
Okay. I'll take that back.
Hey, pronunciation here. I'm looking at the pronunciation guide for Jake Gervais. It is Voss. I had it right, then I changed it.
Because we've heard base.
I'm looking at the pronunciation guide right now from the University of Iowa Sports and Information Department. How you pronounce it? J-I-R-V-O-S-S. Gervais.
I agree.
That's what
darned.
It says here. Maybe he changed it. Who knows? He could have.
No, I've heard Gervais more. So that doesn't mean anything. So, yeah, I can't imagine what you go through with these freaking high school parents.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
it's unbelievable.
The homework you have to do.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Well, 23 was what? Gervais.
Oh, yeah. And you write it down phonetically. You think correctly. And then when you're reading it, as you wrote it out phonetically, you wrote it wrong. Oh, it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. And we're talking about a university. And their most high-profile person that has been here for now almost two decades in Kirk Ferentz, and people still don't know how to say his name. People still say Ferentz.
You know why?
Rhymes
you know
with
why that
Ferentz.
Is, Trent?
Why
is that?
Why is
because
that?
Because it started off as Ferentz.
Yeah.
And that's what people got in their mind. I got it in their mind. You have switched. Why? Because you're a sports guy. There's a song now. Parents rhymes with parents, right?
Okay, I've never heard the song, no.
Oh, you never heard of the Ferentz Rhymes with Parents song?
No.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, send it to me.
Yeah, it's funny. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But that's the way it works. What you hear first is what is stuck in your mind forever.
Yeah.
It really is.
It takes a while to overcome it. You're right.
So anyway, yeah, it's something that you just have to. It's disrespectful to actually call somebody by the wrong name. It's not cool.
It's disrespectful if you do it on purpose. And there are people that do that. That say...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who does?
Oh,
name a name.
Listen to a call-in show. Listen to some different people out there. Those are the people that you have to worry about. Those are the people that say his name incorrectly on purpose. That's how it's disrespectful. Hey, if you're just saying a name the way it is, you know, there's a families up north, and from where I'm from, same county, and there is the Mayer family and the Meyer family, both spelled M-A-Y-E-R. Well, it should be Mayer for everyone. No. This one family, though, has it Meyer. And if you say it wrong, how in God's name are you supposed to know? That's not being disrespectful if you say it wrong. It's just not knowing. That's what it is.
No. So in all honesty, you call it. I would call the coaches. You said I could come on with you twice, right? Maybe once or twice for a basketball game.
Yeah,
I
want to
do north. I want to do north. Can we do north together?
We'll put it on the schedule right now. There's no doubt.
I want to see if this guy can make Iowa. If he's got too much swagger or right amount swagger, because we need swagger, and we actually have swagger on Iowa now, finally, for the first time ever. When was the last time you remember Iowa basketball having swagger? They have swagger. And you add this guy, if you've seen this stud, say his name again. I forget his name.
Tyreek LeCour.
If you watch this freaking guy's swagger, it's insane. It's literally like he'll put the ball between the guy's legs and drive to the basket.
I got a group for you. This is probably the most swagger basketball team in Iowa history. You ready?
Hang on. Give me a sec. High school, what are we talking about?
No. University of Iowa. This is the team that had the most swagger.
Doesn't mean winning. It means swagger.
Right, swagger.
So I think you're going to be wrong here. I'm going to disagree with you. So go ahead.
Devin Ballwinkle, Andrew Brommer, Brendan Kugel, Aaron Fuller, John Licklider, Eric May, Nick Neary, Cully Payne, and Anthony Tucker. Your 2009-2010 Iowa Hawkeyes. Swagger.
Duh. What wouldn't be better than that?
Devin Ballwinkle had it in spades. Swag.
So the people that disagree with us, it's pathetic, right? You have to have confidence. If you don't have confidence, there are a few guys on our team that don't.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys on our team that do and have more confidence than I've ever seen an Iowa basketball team have. Yes or no?
No, you're right. You're right. But you know what I'm confident about? We are well over the mark for a break.
Yes, we got, yeah.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back with more Wolfgang. Put a cap on things on the other side. He joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Back with more here in a moment. All right, we're back once again. Wolfgang here with us as we talk the world of sports up until 3 o'clock on the Draft House 50 hotline. Wolfgang with us. Wolfgang, we talked a lot of Hawkeyes that first part, but want to go tonight, All-Star game. You're trying to become more of a baseball guy, but still not huge into it. Did you hit up the home run derby at all last night, though?
I don't know that I'll ever be a huge baseball guy, but what happened last night, I'm very interested in your opinion on that. Real quick, can I just ask you before I go off, what's your opinion on the baseball derby, the home run derby?
I like it. I like it every year. I've watched it probably every year, at least in some form or fashion. There are years that it got a little dry, a little boring. I certainly like not having Chris Berman there last night. And they threw a little little help his way, which I thought was cool. But no, I like it. I like the timing element of it. I think it adds a little bit more intrigue there towards the end of it. Overall, I can't complain. Home run derby, I'm in pretty much every single year.
I was wrong. I thought you would say it sucks.
No.
I thought it did suck until last year. There was like, what, 3-4 years there where it sucked. I'm just going off my opinion, like, this is boring. This totally stinks.
Yeah.
Last year, I was giggling like a schoolgirl. We were watching with like literally baseball people that like, you know, and they had had enough of it. And then, whoa, this is awesome. This, it was great. And then this year I watched it, that the middle of the, you know, Judge and Stanton going after it. And let's see, Judge beat the donut boy from, I don't even know that guy. Who's the donut boy from the Miami Marlins? That was so much fun to watch. All of them are happy, fun. Baseball needs more fun, Trent.
Yes.
And that was fun to watch. The ending stunt, because we all knew who was going to win. It was obvious who was going to want, who was going to win. Why did they do it that way? Do they always do the brackets where you have to beat your guy in order to go on? Because they literally screwed us, you and me, and the fans of seeing Stanton versus Judge. Why did they do that?
That's the way when they changed to the timing component, this is the way that they set it up. And they've had different kind of ways that they've gone about it. I'm with you. I never liked the whole bracket part of it that when they went there. I think the timing component's awesome, but I'm with you there. I think you got your eight guys at the beginning, all eight go, top four advance. Then the top two advance to the championship, and you do it that way. I'm with you there, even though my guy Miguel Sano was involved. I think it would have been a lot better just to go about it that route.
Well, we want to see the guys. Obviously, people would have hung in there earlier, and it would have ended better had they had the guys that we all wanted to see. The guys that, so the donut boy from the Marlins hit, what, 21
mm-hmm.
or 20? Then Judge comes in and hits 21. Are you kidding me with this guy?
Yeah, jeez.
Literally, how good do you think this guy can be, this Judge guy? Is he... So he's 25. He was adopted. I'm learning all this stuff. It was so much fun. He seems like a great guy. I love him. Freaking love this guy. 6'8", whatever, 280. Freaking stud. Love him. And the thing about baseball right now, Trent, that I love, is you can tell they're not on roids. Which I don't get. Because their arms aren't like the size of their waist like they used to be. When we were growing up, you know, with Barry Bonds and all those guys. What's going on here? You explain to me why they're hitting more home runs in a month, this last month, than they have ever hit in the history of baseball.
Well,
explain that. Why? What's going on? Is it a baseball that is juiced?
Yeah.
They're not juiced. I'm sorry. I'm looking at these players. They're not juiced.
See, it's funny. Jim and I had that same conversation just last week about, the players aren't juiced. We know that because they're testing. And I told him last week, and I'll say the same thing to you, Wolfgang.
Okay.
I don't want to go down the route of what I did 20 years ago when, oh, is the baseball juiced? And we never looked at the players. Is it steroids as we knew it? You know, the old German women athletes, you know, with the hair growing out of all places. No, it's not that. But with the advances of HGH and things along those levels.
Okay.
I don't want to go down the road of saying there's no way that these guys are juicing in some form because I think we know. There is absolutely a chance that it could be happening.
Oh, absolutely. But does that not surprise you? Seriously. Okay, as a non-baseball guy, I'm telling you, and I love to be able to ask you questions because I love talking to baseball guys and I just watch it and then this is, you know, as people... you know, ask me about UFC or college basketball or like, the, you know, I'm not an expert on anything, quite frankly, but I'm not. I'm just freaking not.
You're an expert on Ahmad Wagner. That's it.
you little jerk. I'm going to feel bad about that all day. I really am.
You
Trent.
Should. You should feel bad about it.
No, but so it's HGH, which has to be blood tested, which isn't in Major League Baseball, am I right there?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I do not know the drug policy myself.
Look at this. Look at me. Look at me bringing up stuff.
You
hear
me?
You hear me? So we're going to do this next time. So HGH, that's not piss, okay? That's blood, right?
Yeah.
And they can't do blood testing. Am I wrong?
Sounds right. Sounds right.
Oh, I love it that you don't know that.
I don't.
Trent, how about what I'm bringing to the table with baseball?
Look at you.
People might not... No, but, and anyway, in all seriousness, I don't know what to say on that. I was talking to a college baseball guy and high school baseball guy. They don't test in high school baseball, is that right? High school sports, you know, as a high school stud that knows his stuff, that does all that stuff. Do you know, do they test, actually? Because if you played high school sports, do you remember guys coming up to you asking you if you wanted to do stuff? Did you ever have that?
I never did. I knew there was some people that were interested in it, but no. I never had, I mean, Wolfgang, you've met me. You think I'm the kind of specimen they're going up to and saying, you know what, we need to jack up Condon here. He's going to turn into an Uber athlete. They knew better.
Why not?
I was a lost cause. That's what I'm
saying. What if you have good timing, Trent? What if you have good timing, good eye?
Yeah.
You know what? Come on. No, I'm being serious. I'm totally being serious.
In terms of, yes, there are things in place. Have I ever seen anything? It's usually the only time you see a suspension for use, be it recreational or performance enhancing, is usually when it's administrated through the school. I don't remember ever seeing anything come down from the high school level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I remember back, and I'm a little older than you, not a lot, but I remember them saying that they were going to test, and they never did.
Yes.
So that's come no farther than that. They don't test at all. That costs a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So, I'll keep it here. I was going to say something, but we'll keep it here.
Okay.
It's interesting. I think it's interesting. So I don't have a problem with what we will find out, and you tell me if I'm wrong. The HGH thing is going to be the fountain of youth. And all of these movie stars and the Hollywood people and it's like, why didn't we do this before? What's wrong with it? It's great. What have you heard on HGH? Do you hate somebody that takes that or?
No, not really. I was probably a little too hard on guys back in the day that were on steroids. Now looking back upon it, you know, is it a big deal? Not really. Everybody is looking for some kind of edge, right? What's the difference between HGH and taking contacts, wearing contacts? If your eyes don't work very well, you know, you get into that whole argument of things. Where do you draw the line? It's okay to doctor up the baseball, but not doctor up yourself. All these different things. You know, it almost comes down to where I'm at the thought process of let anybody do whatever they want. You know, let anybody, once you're an adult, go do your thing. Once you turn 18, you want to build yourself up with HGH and steroids and everything else. Go ahead. We know there's consequences. People know there's consequences to those actions. And if it works for them, great. If not, you got to live with those.
Well, testosterone is a thing now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a big thing. So there's a normal level of testosterone in a man's body.
Yep.
So I'm a UFC guy, an MMA, mixed martial arts guy. So I kind of get that stuff. If it goes over, they say, nope, bad. That's not a normal human being's testosterone. So it's interesting to see what is going to be in the future allowed and what's not going to be allowed. Can you not take vitamins? Can you not take testosterone? Can you not take HGH, which I hear the smartest of the smartest people say, this is the fountain of youth.
It is. It is, but...
What do you mean? What homework have you done on that? Are you just saying that? Are you just agreeing with me because you want to end the segment?
Yes, yes, that too.
Okay.
Because we're out of time.
I love it.
You know me too well. Wolfgang, you be good. We will talk again on Friday, and I got something to run past you. I'm going to do it right here on air. I got state softball, as I mentioned, next week. Would you like to host a show maybe solo sometime next week?
Well, not solo, but I'll bring in some...
You can have guests. You can have
John Miller.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't expect you to...
So when would that be?
Sometime next week, yeah. We'll get together and figure out which day it's going to be. But
yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's what I figured. We'll put you in the hot
seat. Would you call in from there or no?
It depends on scheduling. Scheduling, yes. If I have time from Fort Dodge, I absolutely will, though. No doubt about it.
All right. You set that sucker up so it just like goes and goes and goes and goes, and all I have to do is know that it's not going to cut me off. Hey, that's what you did for the Saturday show. Appreciate it.
Yep, and we'll do it again next week.
If that can work, I swear I can do it.
Well,
shut up for the last minute, and then we'll go to it. Promise.
We will talk again on Friday, Wolfgang. We'll figure it out. We're going to give the keys to the ship to Wolfgang for a day next week.
Oh, my God.
And hopefully this thing doesn't sink. We will do it then. Wolfgang, be good, my man. Thanks a lot.
Trent, it's going to be fun, and I'm going to... Oh, this is going to be good fun. Thanks, brother.
That's Wolfgang. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. That'll do it for the show today. We're out of time. We went super long with Wolfgang. A lot of fun talking there, as always, with him. Back at it tomorrow at noon. Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios on 1700 KBGG.